As students return to college across the United States, administrators are preparing for new activism against the war in Gaza. Some have adopted new rules limiting protests. Last spring, college protests resulted in damage, conflict, and arrests at several schools. The summer break brought most protests to an end, but the results of the damage last spring are still being felt. At Columbia University in New York City, Manoush Shafiq resigned from her position as president earlier this month. In April, Shafiq faced strong criticism from lawmakers over her response to protests at Columbia.
Some universities are putting new measures in place to avoid what happened at Columbia. The new rules include banning encampments and limiting the duration of demonstrations. They permit protests only in defined areas and restrict campus access to those with university identification. Critics say some of the measures will hurt free speech. The American Association of University Professors, AAUP, released a statement earlier this month condemning overly restrictive policies that would harm free expression. The AAUP said, "Our colleges and universities should encourage, not suppress, open and vigorous dialogue and debate, even on the most deeply held beliefs." The University of Pennsylvania has released temporary guidelines for student protests. Overnight demonstrations are banned, and the use of loud audio equipment is barred after 5 p.m. on days when classes are being held. Signs, posters, and banners must be removed after 2 weeks. The university says it remains supportive of freedom of speech and lawful assembly. At Indiana University, protests after 11 p.m. are banned under a new expressive activities policy, which took effect on August 1st. The policy bars camping or placing a shelter on campus. Signs require approval from school officials.
The University of South Florida now requires approval for tents, canopies, banners, signs, and amplifiers. Speech, expression, and assembly rules bar demonstrations after 5 p.m. on weekdays and weekends. Protests are completely banned during the last 2 weeks of a semester. Risa Lieberwitz is a Cornell University professor of labor and employment law and gives legal advice to the AAUP. Lieberwitz said, "I think right now we are seeing a resurgence of repression on campuses that we haven't seen since the late 1960s. However, university officials say free speech cannot interfere with learning. They say the updated rules improve safety on campus. Tensions at many universities increased after October 7, 2023, when Hamas militants attacked southern Israel. Hamas killed 1,200 people, most of whom were civilians. Hamas also took about 250 people hostage. Israel's military operation to answer the attack has continued through the summer. Many student protesters in the U.S. have promised to continue their activism against the Gaza war. They are fueled by information from Hamas's health ministry that says more than 40,000 people have died in the Gaza conflict. Much of that tension appeared in the spring on Columbia's campus. On April 30th, police with riot shields raided a building that pro-Palestinian protesters had occupied at Columbia. Earlier, police had cleared out a tent camp that protesters had set up. Similar protests took place on campuses around the country. It is estimated that more than 3,000 people were arrested in connection with the pro-Palestinian protests.
However, many of the students who were arrested during police actions have had their charges dismissed. Some are still waiting to learn what government lawyers decide. Others have faced suspension from school, had their diplomas withheld, or faced other punishments. Columbia only recently began permitting people with university identification or registered visitors onto campus. Officials said they wanted to limit possible disruptions at the start of the new semester. Shafiq of Columbia was among the university leaders who Congress called on in April to explain what was happening. Lawmakers accused her of not doing enough to deal with concerns about anti-Semitism at Columbia. She announced her resignation weeks before classes are to start on September 3rd. Other university leaders have also stepped down in recent months. University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill resigned in December. She faced pressure after she appeared before Congress and was unable to say whether calls on campus for the genocide of Jewish people would violate school policy. In January, Harvard University President Claudine Gay resigned after accusations of claiming others' writings as her own and her statement about free speech given to Congress. I'm Katie Weaver.
And I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.